Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies, strength,
courage and wisdom. It's been inside of you all along, and you are going to discover it. You are going to pull it out. We are going to have a phenomenal time this evening, the world premiere of Pump Night Live, right here, live worldwide, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Call all your lady friends, your sisters, your aunties, your mamas, your cousins, your homegirls, your chicks, whatever you want to call them, your colleagues, your coworkers, tell them to tune in right now. They can listen from their phone by calling area code 714-816-4743. We have an awesome show lined up this evening. Tonight's topic is relationships. Love does not hurt. Pump Night Live world premiere happening right now. We're going to get right back into some music. The switchboards are already lighting up. We have a special guest, Ms. Sharon Charles, founder, president, CEO of Tender Hands Safe Haven Organization Incorporated, ready on the line. We're going to talk about relationships, talk about what matters. We're going to get down to some truth about it. I'm not just going to sprinkle a little sugar on top, tell y'all all beautiful inside. And there's somebody out there for everybody, so go on about your merry way. No, y'all heard that enough. We're going to get real. We're going to get into it. We're going to answer some questions. We're opening up the line, so you guys got some relationship questions. You want to share a brief story about your experiences with relationships, I'm going to open up, share my insight and my wisdom from my studies and also my personal experience. So let's get right back into some music. It's all about uplifting us women, pumps. Night Live Girl Talk for ladies only, right here live, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. And this is Andy Stone, because you know what? We should just be happy being who we are. Here she is, happy being me.
Now that doesn't mean a thing. I'm living for the joy and laughter. I'm learning from my befores and afters. All and all, it's been cool. His grace, it brought me through. I'm so happy being me. Oh, broken dreams that went downstream. As we grow, we live and know. Some things were never meant to be, but everything that you've been through, God designed just to bless you. That's why memory lead us to our victory. I'm so happy loving me.
Happy loving me. So happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me.
Oh.
To be in the studio with Miss Angie Stone while she was recording that. I want to give a special thanks to my mentor, Derek DOA Allen. He produced, co-wrote, and did some of the vocals and music on that track. That song was very special to Angie during that time when she was recording her album because she had been through so much stuff, not just in her career, but in her personal life, to where she finally got to the point to say, hey, look, I ain't got it all together. I'm not perfect. But where I am right now, I'm happy. I'm happy with what I have right now. I'm happy with who I'm with right now. I'm happy just being me, who I am and what I have and where I'm going. And that's a place where I believe we all should be. Of course, we're all striving to be better, greater, doing more in life, but we need to just be happy with where we are right now and who we are today. I encourage all of my sisters who have called in and listening to just sing that song to yourself. So happy being me. I'm regretting nothing about me. Too busy living life and giving love freely. So happy being me. You have tuned in to Pumps Night Live, the world premiere. It is time for girls talk, for ladies only. It is not time for the ones who are immature. It is not time to be bitter. It is not time to be angry. This is not a time to bash men. It is not time to dwell on the past. This is a time to be uplifted, to be encouraged, to be inspired. Inspired to give wisdom, to give resources, and to share love to ladies across the globe, no matter your background, whether you're black, white, blue, purple, green, mixed colors, light colors, dark colors, whether you're Christian, Muslim, whatever, this moment is for us to come together as women and stand up together in positivity. PUMPS is an acronym. It means every lady needs her pumps. And what the acronym means is that, I'm going to stop right here, ladies. It's something that I have to share. I really have to just break the forum right now and not even, you know, go there. A lot of you guys are excited about pumps. A lot of you guys are excited about, you know, what's going on Facebook and what's going on with the company, but I have to keep it real right now. Some of you ladies out there are listening in, and you guys are just wanting to, you know, listen to find out what am I talking about, what's going on, but you're really hurting, and you're really going through some things right now, and you're really sitting here wondering, you know, will the one ever come? Can you ever truly trust another man? Can you really open up and love again? Can you be who you really are and share with someone that sometimes you're just afraid? Sometimes you cry yourself to sleep at night. And I believe tonight is your night. Tonight is your moment to get free from all of that pain, the memory of your ex. Some of you guys have been through divorces, more than one. Some of you guys might be going through a divorce right now. Some of you guys have never been married and you're in your 40s or you're in your 50s, or some of you may have multiple children by multiple different men and you've been condemned by your friends and by your family and the people you thought that loved you. Pumps is not just a business slogan to promote something that's cute. Pumps is not just something that Christians want to say for ministry purposes. It is a revolution. It is a way of life. Every woman needs her pumps. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. And so on tonight, I had to take the time to give you a heart-to-heart and tell you exactly what the purpose is. We will have a lot of fun, a lot of great topics, a lot of good music that we love, news, resources, et cetera. But if we don't get down to the heart of real women and get all that gunk and that poison and that toxic thinking out of us, there is no need for me to get on the air. There's no need for you to listen. There's no need for us to be in a group sharing positive words and encouraging words if we're not healing from what we've experienced, what we've come through. What we've come through has been soil, has been fertilizer to help us grow. So I'm going to get into a song that I know will minister to your heart, and then we'll talk and give you some facts to minister to your mind. But right now, I want everybody to take the time to just relax, relate, release, and open your heart. We'll be right back after this. Thank you. this time, ladies, open up your heart and receive all that the world, all that the universe, all that God has for you. He has love for you. He has peace of mind for you. He has joy for you, not just happiness. Happiness comes when something happens, but joy is just, it's that feeling that you get when even though something is going wrong, you can't stop smiling. That is something you can only get from God. And the way that you can receive that is you have to open up your heart and be willing and be ready to receive it. And once you do that, then the Holy Spirit will guide you and show you what your purpose is. He will uplift you. He will put people in your lives to mentor you. And once you get with like-minded people, you can't help but to get the positivity and the sisterhood, hence Pumps. Pumps Night Live, we are, I'm telling you, we are on air, blogtalkradio.com. I am too excited. I am getting encouraged. I just feel the love right now. All of the sisters at the switchboards are just lighting up. Women are pouring in, calling, listening. Women are online. They're listening. Thank you all for tuning in. I want to take this time to thank everybody, first of all, for your support, for supporting me, for supporting your sisters. When we post anything on Pumps, you guys are reading it, you guys are liking it, you're giving your feedback, you guys are connecting with me on the website to make sure that you guys know where you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do just to help each other out, and that's where it starts. A lot of times what we don't have is just support. It doesn't matter about relationships if you don't have your girls behind you saying, hey, girl, you know, hey, you got it, you can do it. If you don't hear that every now and again, you really can't reach after nothing else, regardless of relationships, jobs, friendships, even to go shopping. You just ain't motivated. You don't want to do nothing. You don't feel cute. So thank you, everybody, for supporting not just me, not just this show, supporting your sisters and supporting yourselves. I have to take a moment to thank our sponsors. I have to thank our special guest, Sharon Charles, Tender Hands Safe Haven. She also has her executive director, Miss Jamisi Jones, online, ready to talk about Tender Hands Safe Haven, ready to dig into our topic today, relationships. Love does not hurt. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so we're going to get a little bit into that. But in order to give homage to our supporters, our sponsors, I want you guys to take a listen to this. And right after this song, we're going to come right back with none other than the president, owner, CEO, founder, Sharon Charles, Tender Hands Safe Haven, when we get right back.
Hi, my name is Lizzie, and I'm the founder of 31 Status. The mission of 31 Status is to show girls around the world what the Proverbs 31 woman looks like today. We want to set a new standard of beauty in a world that tells us that sex and seduction are the only ways to find love. We believe that true love comes from God, and we want to help you get to know Him and to know yourselves in a greater way. I hope you join me in this movement. Check out this amazing spoken word piece from my sister, Genetic.
And God said, it was not good for man to be alone, so He created you. But somewhere along the line, someone changed your perspective, shifted your view. Like Eve, you listened to the wrong voice and took a huge, tasty bite of deception. Now your stomach's upset because your spirit won't digest it. No longer the woman that walks in the confidence of ultimate artistic design. Submit your name change. We'll call you Compromise. This is what happens when your gospel is according to whoever's at the top of your playlist and the media has become your Bible, searching scriptures and magazines to be told who you are, dancing lead in Satan's recital. But you are not her, and she is not you. Because we are called to so much more than makeup, hair, clothes, and shoes, and dropping it like it's hot, even if we're able to. We are women of a different status, 31 to be exact. We are content with not looking like anyone else because we know our differences are not a reason to be jealous, but God's fingerprint. They don't run around talking about how there are no good men. We know if we apply half as much effort on the inside as we do on the out, we'll stop drawing the wrong attention. Slow to speak, quick to listen. Receiving intervention from a higher dimension, seeking purpose, watching our God-given visions come to fruition, never forgetting. that we have been forgiven much. So we eat, we live, we breathe, we give, we even sweat love. Always ready to hear from the women with silver hair. Seeds have been sown, and their wisdom saturates our soil, clipping that dead ends of growth. You'll find us always promoting unity, serving in our communities, using our gifts and talents as an all glory to God opportunity. Wake up in the morning with the brine for the Most High on our mind, constantly being refined to be the exact of our architect's design. We have no hearts. So here's the answer before the question. Any man who wants a heart will go to Christ knowing it's in his possession. Yes, we are beautiful. And barefoot in the kitchen of grace, pregnant with purpose, baking up praise. Jesus is who we crave, awaiting to come to full term so we can deliver back what has been deposited, knowing good and well one day we all will be honored. Mercy gives us second chances so we ain't received what we ought to get. We needed an intervention. Christ came to do loss prevention. On a cross he was stretched and fully extended. And we were given an extension. Hear me. An extension. Hear me. Because this price was worth far more than your finest Indian Remy. I know we can change the things we don't like off for a simple cost. But Botox, lipo, and implant ain't got nothing on what was accomplished on that cross. Because you can't implant in yourself a new spirit, or life will suck away your sin. You can't lap band your addictions, and you can't Botox away your depression. We all need him. Time to change your status. 31 to be exact. Don't be afraid of what's abstract. Let the Spirit of God be what attracts. We are women of a different status. This world we will impact. We are women of a different status. 31 to be exact.
Behind my smile, there's so much for me. I'm showing now.
Yes, these are the pieces of who we are. We are women, and we are live worldwide, pumped night live right here, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions. Shout out to everybody who is calling in, listening in worldwide. This is the first and the only radio show for ladies only. You will not find it anywhere else. Tonight's topic, relationships. Love does not hurt. We've all been in relationships. We've all been in love. We've all been in lust at some point in our lives. We've all experienced relationships, whether it's romantic, meaning with the opposite sex, you know, getting deep into those feelings and wanting to spend the rest of our lives together, or whether it's platonic, meaning just a friend, you know, it could be a homegirl, could be a homeboy, regardless of what relationships we've been in. We have to understand what love is and understand that no matter what it is to you, one thing it does not do is hurt. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and across the globe, we are advocating for the rights of victims of domestic violence, whether it is verbal, emotional, or physical abuse. There is no excuse for it. There is no excuse for the arguing, the yelling, the name calling, putting you down, making you feel guilty if they, you don't do nothing for them, all that type of stuff. Some of us have been in domestic violence situations and we don't even know it. We've experienced it so much that we're used to it. Even him raising his voice at you or flinching at you to make you jump or you feeling scared or him playing those mind games, making you feel guilty if you don't do something for him that you really don't feel comfortable doing, forcing himself on you, sexual assault, or threatening you or threatening your family or threatening even some property that he knows is very dear to you. That is domestic abuse. To talk a little bit more about it and get right into it, we have live on the air right now the founder, CEO, president, head sister in Charles, in charge, Ms. Sharon Charles of Tenderhand Safe Haven Organization. Ms. Sharon, I am so thankful that you took the time to come on the air today. I first want to say welcome and thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you back, Jennifer. Woo-hoo!
All right, so for those of you out there that have never heard of Tenderhand Safe Haven, apparently you've been living under a rock or on another planet. For the sake of this show and this forum, I want you just to take a brief moment to give an overview about the organization and your purpose.
We're Tenderhand Safe Haven. We're a 501c3 community-based nonprofit organization located here in Stockton, California. We were founded in 2009, and we launched off in 10-10-10. So we just had an anniversary. Woo-hoo! No. We have a
happy anniversary.
Thank you. And basically how we started was that, you know, a few of us were sitting around our pool and we were talking about the rise of abuse and stuff and how Stockton, how there really wasn't any good resources out there that could help our African-American community and our church community and stuff. So we decided to do something about it, and hence came Tenderhand Safe Haven. That's how we began.
Wow. Amazing. So I want you to just give us a little bit more about the services that you offer. I'm trying not to give it all away. So can you go more in detail about the services you offer through Tenderhand Safe Haven and Tenderhand Care Homes?
Well, actually, we are part of our services. We're a 24-hour crisis intervention. We offer 24-hour crisis intervention services. We kind of different from other agencies that offer domestic violence and sexual assault services. whereas other agencies refer you out, we're all contained in one. We do TROs, which is temporary restraining orders. We do child custody cases. We have also done divorces. We have done U visas for undocumented women who are afraid to open up their mouth for fear of being deported. We also give you information on domestic violence and sexual assault. We assist with planning for your family's safety. We do crisis counseling. We have our own in-house counselor that helps. We have support groups. We advocate for you in the court systems and with the social services and stuff like that. So we do offer information and referral to other programs, too, if you need financial help or something, things like that.
Okay, so I'm going to stop her right there. We need to just end the show on that. Let everybody know they need to tune in right now. We're going to get more information from Sharon. I'm going to take a little break. She also has her executive director, Ms. Jamisi Jones, on the air. We're going to go into a song. We're going to come right back. You guys, make sure you get your pens, get your paper. Start texting. If you know somebody who knows somebody who may know somebody, or if you yourself have been in any situation in life, if you're looking for some answers, you need some resources, this is the information you need. We have Tender Hand Safe Haven live with us. This is Pumps Night Live, Girls Talk for Ladies Only. Tonight's topic, relationship love does not hurt. We're going to get right into this song, and when we come back, we'll hear from Executive Director Ms. Jamisi Jones and more from Sharon Charles. Tender Hand Safe Haven. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's your definition of it? How's it make you feel? Tell me what you say that truly makes it real. Kings and queens, philosophers have tried so hard to find. Tell me what it means to you, dear, never mind. Love is kind when the world is cold. Love stays strong when the fight gets old. Love's a shoulder to lean on. Love is you. Love's like the water when the well runs dry. Quench my thirst, keep me alive. Just need one sip, baby. Love is you. 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 Is it possible there is a kiss that's so divine? Or am I just a fool? Is it all in my mind? Is there something chemical a scientist might say? Well, love must be a drug to make me feel this way. Cause love's my permission to be who I am. No inhibitions cause you understand. Freedom to breathe, oh baby, love is you. Love's like a kiss when the sun goes down. Holds me tight when no one's around. Love's what I wanna hold on to. Love is you. 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 When the chips are down, love will stick around. Oh, I'm so glad I found love is you. Much as I've tried to clarify, love's quite simple, he's just my guy. A perfect definition, love is you. Love is you. Love is you. Love is you, I love
Love is you. That's Chrisette Michelle. You have tuned in to Pumps Night Live Girl Talk for Ladies Only. Today's topic, relationships. Love does not hurt. We are live with Sharon Charles on the line. She is the founder, CEO, head sister in charge over Tender Hands Safe Haven. Right now we're going to bring in her executive director, Jamisi Jones. She's not only the executive director, but she's also a case manager with Tender Hands Safe Haven organization. Ms. Jamisi, I'm so glad that you're on the line. How are you feeling this evening?
I'm doing fine, and thank you for having us.
Awesome. So glad that you said yes to the call and called in. Now, I want to get really into it. A lot of us have been familiar with domestic violence situations if we've experienced it directly or indirectly, but a lot of questions are asked, why do women stay?
Well, that's one of the most interesting questions. A lot of them stay for financial reasons. A lot say because they have never truly experienced someone loving them, and they're thinking that that is what love is. A lot of women have been very, very conditioned to think that this is how a relationship is. The person that they're involved with, that's who they see themselves through. So they're thinking if this can't be wrong. This has got to be the right thing because he's saying it is. A lot of reasons. There's so many reasons why we stay, but those are
wow.
A few.
Now, while you're dealing, I mean, you deal directly with these women. Of course, confidentiality is a must, ladies. But you deal with these women one-on-one as a case manager, seeing the situations that they're in. A lot of women want to know, does domestic violence discriminate against age or race? Is it more black women that are going through situations like that? Is it a lot of young women because they don't know, or a lot of old women because they feel that they don't have any chance because they're getting too old?
No, there's no barriers. It's rich, poor, it's black, white, Indian. It doesn't matter. It's every nationality. You can experience domestic violence. Doesn't matter, rich or poor. Yeah.
Now, a lot of times when we hear about domestic violence, we, you know, hear about a man hitting a woman, slapped her, or he's, you know, done something, you know, horrible to her, held a gun into her head. But is that the most that goes on in domestic violence situations that you deal with, or do a lot of women come to you because they're afraid and they, you know, been brainwashed? I mean, is it only he hit me so now I want to run, or is it more so there's just this craziness that's going on in the house and I want to get free?
A lot of it is if they're realizing that the craziness that they're experiencing. When they come to us, some of them actually don't even realize that they've been abused. So when they sit down and talk to us, then they realize, oh, my God, this is what emotional abuse is. This is what mental abuse is. This is what physical abuse is. And this is what we teach you. We try to explain to you from A to B exactly what abuse is. So then you can make that decision if you want to stay or not. But you have the resources when you come to us.
Wow. Now, when a woman gets to that point where she needs to make that decision, what steps does she need to take? And, you know, I want to ask Ms. Sharon Charles, exactly how does a woman, you know, come to you and say, you know, I think I'm being abused. What do I do?
You speaking to me?
Yeah, I'm speaking to Sharon.
Okay. One of the first things that they have to do is they have to call us. They have to be ready. They have to call us and ask for help. We cannot call them and force them into doing something that they're not ready to do. So does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Another question along with that. Now, for instance, I may know someone who is in a domestic violence situation, and will I be able to call you and tell you that she needs to get out, or how is that type of situation handled?
actually, we addressed that question today at one of our seminars. You can call us and let us know, but it's still up to that person to actually call us and tell us that something is actually happening, a situation is happening in their life. You know, the best thing that you can do is keep encouraging her and be the best friend that you can be for her. Listen to her. Don't shut her off. You know, if she wants to call you at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, be there for her. You know, that's the best thing that you can do for her. We can be there, but she actually has to take the step and call us to let us know that she's ready to be helped.
Yes. You guys, get that down right now. You yourself, you have to make the choice. You have to make the stand to say, I am ready to get out of this situation. We're going to go right back into a little break, and we're going to come back. I know it's a little bit heavy right now, but I want you guys to get educated. I want you guys to get connected with the information, that is vital. It is seriously a matter of life and death. When we come right back, we'll have more from Sharon Charles and Jamisi Jones. Tenderhand Safe Haven is live with us. Our topic is relationships. Love does not hurt. We'll be right back. Pumps Night Live, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions.
I'm driving in circles. Should have bought that new phone. Can't find my way to all the places I call home. I'm
on my own.
I'm at the station pumping gas. Yeah, I'm taking out the trash. I'm
even angels learn how to fly. Just like time, we are coming to the end of the show. This is Pumps Night Live, Girl Talk for Ladies Only. Tonight's topic, relationships. Love does not hurt. I know I'm getting text messages as we speak. I'm also getting Facebook messages with women who have a lot of questions. We are live on the air with none other than Sharon Charles, founder, CEO of Tenderhand Safe Haven Organization, also executive director and case manager, Ms. Jamisi Jones, also of Tenderhand Safe Haven Organization and Tenderhand Care Home. Now, ladies, I have you, while I have you on the line, I guess this is for Ms. Jones, I would like for you to quickly give the contact information. If you have a 1-800 number website on how the women can connect with you guys directly.
It's 1-800-946-4589.
One more time.
1-800-946-4589.
And is that 24 hours a day, or is there special office hours?
It's 24 hours a day. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, we pick up.
Awesome. I want everybody to make sure you write that number down, 1-800-946-4589. 24 hours a day, someone is there to pick up whenever you need the help. You can also log on to their website, TenderhandsSafeHaven.org. They're also on Facebook. They're also on Twitter as well. Get the information you need. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to make a few special announcements about Tenderhand Safe Haven Organization. We have linked with the organization to do some awesome things this month. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We will have our walk on Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m., Victory Park in Stockton, California, right off of Pershing Avenue. No Excuse for Abuse, sponsored by Tenderhand Safe Haven. Everybody is encouraged to participate. Also, we want your support, not just this month, but for the entire year. You have to log on TenderhandSafeHaven.org. Find out more information. It's the fourth quarter. Some of you guys may be looking for a tax break, business and personal. Find out more information on IRS.gov. But if you're looking to donate to a nonprofit organization, TenderhandSafeHaven.org. Go there. That's where you need to donate. That's where you need to get the information. You need to make sure that you connect with organizations who are making a difference, who are making an impact, and not just the lives of people that are there around their circle in their city, but throughout the nation. They are now a national diaper bank accepting diapers. They done gave out some 20,000 something. That's just crazy. 20-something thousand diapers. It's for needy families, babies out there. They're doing the walk. Donate. We have ribbons for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You need to make sure to wear your purple. That's the color of the cause. Make sure you do so. Log on. Get more information on how you can donate. If it's just purchasing a ribbon, if it's just purchasing a trinket to say, look, I don't have a lot of money, but I do have $2 to give you. Make sure you do that. Make sure you link with us on Facebook, Pumps. P-U-M-P-S. Every woman needs her pump. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. Join the group right there on Facebook. More information about Tenderhand Safe Haven Organization. We are definitely going to have to do a part two of Relationship Love Does Not Hurt. Ladies, we are at the end of the show. Again, I want to say thank you to Sharon Charles and Jamisi Jones. Tenderhand Safe Haven Organization is there for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 1-800-946-4589. Ladies, keep your questions coming. We're going to do a part two about relationships. Love does not hurt. Sharing stories about our relationships, getting some insight about what to do if you yourself are in a domestic violence situation. You may not have known that you are until tonight. Love does not hurt, ladies. But no matter what you're going through, make sure you always, always keep your head held high, moving forward, keeping yourself uplifted, because we got your back. I'm dedicating this song to all of my ladies. This is your girl, Ms. J. I am so excited and so blessed to be a part of Pulse Night Live World Premiere tonight. Join us next Saturday, every Saturday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here, blogtalkradio.com. It's your girl, Demita Haddon, and there's no looking back. Keep your head up. Love you, sis.